There's a story about a bloke, right, who had a pain in the ear, like an ear blockage, and he goes to see a doctor because he wants to get it sorted. So he goes to the doctor. Yeah. Doctor gives him antibiotics. The antibiotics don't work, so he needs to return. That's when the doctors have a bit of a deeper dive into this guy's ear to find out, and they could only pull out the first half of it. This guy had a cockroach in his ear.
Have you ever had anything stuck in your ear? An insect?
No. Have you? I think it's very uncommon,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, I've had a fly.
What?
Go in there, and then you could hear it buzzing because it was still alive.
What?
In your eardrums. Yeah. And it couldn't get it out, and they say to put, like, olive oil in your ear and lie down on the opposite side, and it sort of gets the liquid and floats it out, and it wouldn't come out, and I had to go to the doctor. And the doctor had to pull this bloody fly out with a pair of tweezers out of my ear. It was horrific. Like, the cockroach would have been, especially because that guy got half a cockroach pulled out. He's still got the other half in there, obviously.
So the fly was dead by the time it came out, didn't it? Was it? Yeah,
but it was alive for a while, so it was buzzing and right in my eardrum.
That's
like it was
so creepy.
It was freaky.
Because not only have you got the feeling, you got the sound. So, they could only pull out the first half of the cockroach, so then they've basically had to use a process, sort of like what you're saying, and putting stuff in and then letting it sort of drain out to get the second half of the cockroach. Now, I don't know why I said it weird.
cockroach.
I hate cockroaches.
But I love cockroaches.
real pests, those cockroaches. I had a few in my house once. They wouldn't bloody leave. I had to put some traps out.
Were they the flying ones? There's flying ones around, you know.
Yeah, yes, I know. They scare me. I'm going to be honest. The flying cockroaches scare me. Now, the walking ones, I don't mind. But here's the deal, and this is why they scare me. I can never tell the difference between a walking and a flying cockroach. So I always approach it like it's a walking cockroach. Then it pulls its magic trick or its party trick.
Cheek, help me, Cheek.
Yeah, exactly.